You touched on something else, is on land we have view corridor concepts in the Tilson Avenue plan, in the parks that we have, the concept of a view corridor, that you're not allowed to put trees, that we're trying to reorganize streets so that you can see the water from where there's no reason that we can't. We don't have it now. The city couldn't put in some kind of a view protection ordinance on the water as part of a construction ordinance that says, I mean, those are all things. But again, when I started saying we have to figure out what we can do legally, I think we have that authority. I don't know for a fact, but I think as part of a marine construction ordinance, that could be something that we consider in the process of approving. You know, we can be tighter than what the state has, if that's the direction we think we should go. And that's a recommendation that we can certainly make as part of this process.
We could end up I'm very much in favor of commercial use of harbors, believe me. I mean, I have no reason not to be. But if they go ahead with what they want to do under very, 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 very limited regulation in terms of the water usage, we may find that they're doing our work for us. They're designing and deciding how the future of the harbor is going to be.
As part of the process of applying for permits from Army Corps or from DEP or submerged lands, the city is supposed to weigh in on what they think of a project. And I guarantee if they had tried to do that whole project the way it was, and the city weighed in and said, no, we would like to keep that channel, it would never have gone anyplace. So the question is, how much is, if the smaller plan comes, they apply for that, how much is that going to interfere with that channel? And what it'll do to a view corridor. I mean, those are things that ideally we will take into account. But you're right.
Well, looking back to the use plan, it's funny, there's talk about breakwaters in the Inner Harbor.
Yeah.
So it's something that's been talked about before. And obviously over near the Samoset doing the marina over there. Not that I'm never against business and growth in Rockland and people stepping up and investing money into the area. Obviously, you know, a breakwater is a kind of a big plan, whether it's in front of the Coast Guard base or in front of Night Marine. Obviously, it would help Celia if you had a breakwater right out in front of your marina. But it's just one of those things that it could be a take. You know, Yachting Solutions is not only a competitor, but they're also a customer of ours. They haul boats. They, you know, cater to nice yachts, sailboats, whatever. But you can't blame them for trying to expanding their marina and adding a few docks. You know, from my standpoint, I don't want to stand up there and say no, no, no. But, you know, realistically, you know, you can't have them change the whole side of the harbor. But there are things that they could do by not making everyone mad that lives in the south end, but yet growing their business at the same time. I don't think it's terrible to have marinas. I mean, I'm not going to stop anyone from doing that. Obviously, Night Marine's been around the longest, and we came around after that. But you want to fill the void from what was there, and obviously commercial fishing is still a part of Rockland. It still drives a lot of businesses, drives a lot of our marina business is a big part of it, and whether it's commercial fishing or lobster boats. But I would say that, you know, they got to come up with a plan that doesn't make too many people upset in the community, but also helps their business out. And right now, Yachting Solutions doesn't have any waterfront property other than the yacht basin that they have today, so I can't blame them for what they're trying to do, obviously.
Unfortunately, it's in front of the public landing.
Yeah, geographically,
it is tough because it just comes out this way. Even though Rockland Harbor is so big, there's so much.
So I want to dispel
something
first. So Yachting Solutions is not the ones that came out with that plan totally.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
They came to the city. They opened it up to myself, Ted was there, Tom, a few other people, and said, hey, they knew that we wanted to do something down at the public landing area in the middle pier.
Right.
So they said, well, we're doing construction. Seems like you guys want to do construction. How about we, if money wasn't an option, what would be the best thing for this area, you know, for everybody? Right.
Kind of what you'd hope any business would
absolutely
think
to me
do.
That was like, wow, that's great.
Right.
If we can, you know, do some of the same work at the same time, save some money. And
you go down to Miami, they have huge city, you know, marinas and things like that. And,
but did something happen? I think
no. What happened was a lot of, to back it up a little bit, we talked about a break wall. That would help publicly, I mean, obviously.
Wave attenuation.
Wave attenuation.
Yeah, right.
We talked about the middle pier, maybe moving all the cruise ship stuff over to the middle pier, raising the harbor map, either moving or raising the harbor master building for the floodplain issues. Mm-hmm. Okay? All this stuff. If money's not an option, it's great.
Right.
So we had someone do the drawings, the conceptual drawings, and that's when a public meeting was out. Well, by then, there were so many rumors floating around that it didn't matter what they said up there or what I said up there. It just didn't matter. I could tell them the sky was blue and they'd say bullcrap. Okay? That's what happened. So the rumors just typical... threw everything out the window. So a great plan, but I got ruined.
And it was a concept, right?
It wasn't anything
that anyone was planning to do tomorrow. It was a concept to go to the community and say, hey, what do you think about these things?
Right. There's a lot of concepts in here as well, you know, looking at this use plan, ideas for the future. I think they got it pretty right. The writing was on the wall as far as commercial fishing and processing plants, and then the idea of recreational, that is very true.
They nailed that
100%. Mm-hmm. The fact that there's 400 plus moorings now or more in Rockland, and most of the boats that are coming into our dock during the summer and anywhere is recreational yachts, and there's less and less boats. Lobster boats probably have stayed about the same, but there are a lot more recreational boats coming into town, which that was pretty spot on. It was pretty obvious that our fishing factory had shut down, and North Quebec and everything else was closed, and what was the next step was recreational, and that's kind of what's happened in Rockland for the harbor.
Yeah,